reason, the state security agency said on Saturday, as the former Soviet republic cracks down on a wave of unrest and starts to assign blame. The detention of Kerim Masimov was announced by the National Security Committee, which he himself headed, until he was fired by the country's president on Wednesday as violent protests swept across the Central Asian nation. Dozens of people have died and thousands have been detained in Kazakhstan over the past week during the worst violence seen in the nation since it became independent in the early 1990s. Security forces appeared to have reclaimed the streets of the country's main city on Friday, a day after Russian paratroopers arrived to help quash the uprising. 16 people were killed and 18 injured in an accident involving a bus and a microbus on the road between Egypt's Suez and El Tor, the Egyptian health ministry said in a statement on Saturday. 13 ambulances rushed to the scene of the accident, where they transferred the injured to nearby hospitals. At least 16 tourists died in freezing temperatures after being stranded in their vehicles in northern Pakistan, where thousands had flocked to enjoy the snow, officials said on Saturday. With some 1,000 vehicles still stranded, the government has declared Murray, which is 64 kilometers northeast of the capital, Islamabad, as a calamity-hit area. U.S. Forces Korea raised its health protection alert on Saturday after posting its highest weekly tally of new coronavirus infections at 682. New cases bring the total infections to 3,027. U.S. forces have said nearly 90% of its soldiers, families, and other affiliated people were vaccinated. For more news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Uttar Pradesh, India's most populous state and a key battleground for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and opposition groups, will hold elections in seven phases starting from February 10th. That's what the chief election commissioner said on Saturday. The outcome of the election in the northern state, currently ruled by Modi's BJP, will be seen as a barometer for national elections due in 2024. The United Nations said on Saturday it would invite Sudanese military leaders, political parties, and other groups to take part in a political process aimed at ending a crisis unleashed by a coup in October. UN mediation in the weeks after the coup did succeed in reinstating Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, but his resignation last week deepened uncertainty around Sudan's political future and a transition towards elections scheduled for 2023. An airstrike in Ethiopia's northern region of Tigray killed 56 people and wounded at least 30 in a camp for the internally displaced, two aid workers told Reuters Saturday. They cited local authorities and eyewitness accounts. The military and government did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The government has previously denied targeting civilians in the 14-month conflict with rebellious Tigrayan forces. Portugal's ruling center-left socialists remain favorites to win a snap parliamentary election on January 30th, but the main opposition Social Democrats are narrowing the gap, according to a new opinion poll. Prime Minister Antonio Costa's ruling party commands 38% support, according to the survey by the Católica University, published by the newspaper Público and the RTP state TV channel. That represents a drop of just one percentage point from an earlier poll published on November 5th. Australian Chancellor Carl Nehammer said on Saturday he was well and had no COVID-19 symptoms after testing positive for the coronavirus this week, vowing to do everything possible to prevent another nationwide lockdown. The Chancellor, a conservative who has received three vaccine shots, has been conducting official business from home via video and telephone conferences since he tested positive. And Sidney Poitier, Hollywood's first major black movie star and the first black man to win the Best Actor Oscar, has died at the age of 94.